I want to tell you, folks, I could finally die a happy man. I'm ecstatic about this. I've always opposed the death business, big death, let's call it. it has never made any sense to me that one's body must be drained of fluids and replaced with a chemical, and then you are made up and place where people can stare at your corpse, and then you are buried in the ground in a box inside of a coffin that a casing that can be pretty much impermeable. And I say this from some experience. I worked at a graveyard for a couple months, and it was a grave experience. I learned a little bit about the industry. If it works for you, that's great. I don't want to fault any. I don't want to judge anybody who decides that the current system works great. I'm glad that the option of cremation has been introduced, but even that to me seemed like a waste of good flesh. You know, I mean, ideally, I want to be composted. I'm a big composter. That's a big part of my work here. Kathy and I use compost to create a garden space that is extremely productive. And again, I'm the one primarily responsible for making the compost, and I value that role. And yes, when we have animals that die, they become part of the compost as well. I've never understood the signs on composters. Do not include meat. Well, no, actually, that meat's a pretty good element of the composition process. And I don't know how all farms do this, but I have been to farms where I was at one dairy farm, and when a cow died, it was added to the big composting heap. And if the heap was made properly, that cow composted a lot quicker than if it was just left around to stink. So I'm excited to see that human composting services are now legal in some places. There's a story recently about a business called Recompose. I love that, Recompose. In Washington State, there was a USA Today story I saw, and I'll quote from it. Human composting is part of a trend in the funeral industry toward more sustainable and environmentally friendly burials. So-called green funerals include human composting, as well as other practices like foregoing chemical embalming and choosing green burial materials like biodegradable caskets. Yeah, so again, when I worked in a cemetery, we had to dig a 6-foot deep hole, and the body was in, actually wooden caskets weren't allowed. They were in caskets made from some kind of plastic material, and then those were put into a cement vault. And we would make the cement vaults in a building, then transport them to the gravesite. So you've got an embalmed body in an airtight casket made of plastic and metal, inside of a concrete, you know, bunker, basically buried 6 feet underground. I mean, that to me is just offensive. I don't want to go that way. And to know that I now have the option in some places of becoming compost is pretty exciting. I cannot do it in Iowa yet. There are, about a dozen or more states that now allow composting. And there are a handful of other states that are working on it. Iowa is unfortunately not one of them. Now, I would love to see a do-it-yourself law where you could compost your own loved one. we could do that right here at Birds and Bees Urban Farm. But that's probably not going to be legal. I think the reason that big funeral has come around to agreeing to this is because they still get to control it. So Recompose, this business in Washington State, uses a process that it imitates the natural process of decomposition. So they put the body into a vessel that has a mixture of plant materials in there, also wood chips, straw, and alfalfa. Yeah. Probably not the best use of alfalfa, since that's pretty good food for animals. And then they calibrate that for each individual, and they do something called cocooning the remains. And they call it, they try to create this perfect environment for microbes. And, you know, that's what we do when we compost here. I mean, my goal by combining weeds and leaves and rabbit manure, chicken manure, my goal is to get that compost pile hot enough where it hits 140, 160 degrees. The process goes a lot quicker. You have a better product. And it also, that temperature kills microbes, kills weed seeds as well as funguses. So yeah, I was impressed to learn that it takes only about 5 to 7 weeks for that body to decompose and turn into compost. And so then the material is removed from the vessel and it's allowed to cure for another 3 to 5 weeks before it can be used, and I quote again, as nourishment in parks, forests, or even gardens. So with any luck, I will be able to become compost, and if Birds and Bees Urban Farm is still going, I can be returned to this place that I love and help enrich the next generation of plants. Again, Big Death has cornered the market. They get to control this. I think that's why it is allowed to happen. You know, as a legislator, I saw so many turf battles. Licensure bills would come before the state government committee with one interest trying to either change the licensing requirements so it could get in, and the entrenched industry fighting against the licensure proposal. We saw that with hairstyling, believe it or not, with interior design. I mean, some of these things, massage therapy, some of these things, maybe there needs to be some kind of oversight, but it ought to be minimal. It ought to not be to the extent that it prevents others from getting involved in that industry. We've seen it with taxi drivers too. Years ago, you had to be the big yellow taxi cab service in order to be able to, you know, provide taxi service in Des Moines. There were so many restrictions on, you know, that were in place that any small operator couldn't get in. And I think that's the same thing here. I think that, you know, the big funeral industry has opposed this, but now that they're being allowed to do it, they're okay with it. There is an opponent, one that I could come up with, and that's the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. I knew the Catholics would find a way to weigh in on this. They say, quote, it fails to satisfy the church's requirements for proper respect for the bodies of the dead, end quote. And you know what? That's fine. If you don't think it's respectful, then you should encourage all members of your church not to do it. But, you know, again, this is where that separation of church and state is so important. You know, we don't need a church coming in and telling somebody who happens to be a member of a different religion altogether what they should and shouldn't do. So, you know, I mean, I was curious about the history of this too. So, again, the funeral industry is pretty recent. It just it came about in the early part of the 20th century, because people used to just be, you know, dead people were dealt with at home, you know. Funerals came out of people's homes, into the church. But again, they tried to create this this modern approach to funerals that tried to provide some meaning and purpose and kind of formal recognition of the value of that person's life. And I get that, and I understand why a lot of people might still think that's the best way to go. But I'm delighted to see that more and more people are thinking. Well, I mean, look at how many people now choose cremation. And I mean, and the fact that now we have more than a dozen states that allow this type of green burial, that's good. It's encouraging. I just wish that there was less control of the whole process by one big industry.